News. I'm Ben Thomas. 13 states are filing lawsuits to stop Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing federal payment systems containing Americans' sensitive personal information. Sagar Magani reports Musk has become perhaps the most influential figure around President Trump.
Musk is now a special government employee who uses the world's most powerful information platform to sell government talking points. His ex-ownership also could give him financial incentive to use that platform instead of other means to spread vital government information. The president earlier this week dismissed concerns about Musk's conflicts of interest.
Where we think there's a conflict or there's a problem, we won't let him go near it.
Democrats like Texas's Greg Kassar argue Musk shouldn't be near any of it.
An unelected, unaccountable billionaire now has seemingly unlimited powers.
And New Jersey's LaMonica McIver says Democrats will work to get what she calls Musk's grimy hands off the federal government.
And we will not allow this Musk takeover.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Federal employees had a midnight deadline to decide whether to accept a buyout offer, but a federal judge has blocked that for now. Still, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says,
the last time I checked in with Office of Personnel and Management, there was more than 40,000 individuals, federal workers, who had accepted the buyout program.
IRS employees have been told they cannot accept a buyout until after the taxpayer filing deadline. The Trump administration has presented a plan to cut worldwide staffing for U.S. aid projects from 8,000 direct hires and contractors to fewer than 300, part of the dismantling of the U.S. Agency for International Development. That word from two current USAID employees and one former agency official. And the Senate's confirmed Russell Vogt as White House budget director. He was one of the architects of Project 2025. This is AP News. In New Hampshire, freezing hikers rescued from a Mount Washington whiteout.
Catherine McKee and friend Beata Lelashur had hiked the challenging Mount Washington Trail a month ago and returned last weekend. McKee says they were running late. It got dark, cold, 2 below 0, windy, and there were whiteout conditions.
We kept trying to locate where we needed to be, and we stumbled in some spruce traps.
She says they were literally crawling on their bellies to try to get to the next point.
I was terrified that my friend may pass away in front of me, and, you know, or I might pass away. And how did we get here?
It took hours for crews to find them, but the two were rescued and both are now home.
All of my fingers are frostbitten. I have my wrist and a couple is on my lower back, but it will all heal.
McKee says it's the closest call she's had to death. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.